Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about President Obama's final State of the Union address. Apparently, the State of the Union is pretty much what we thought. Good, but could be better. Needs a little paint around the edges, but otherwise in halfway decent shape. Full of hope and promise, but in need of a concerted effort to overcome badness. We're a country where evil is not welcome. Thank you very much. Sure, we have plenty of righteous people, but unless we maintain a constant vigil, nefarious elements will overtake our agenda of niceness. Some of the things we stand for are families, jobs, and health. Conditions we can do without are crime, crib death, and grumpy New York developers with the cheery optimism of that gray-green slime you find growing on sunken cave ceilings. But the president is forced to speak in soaring rhetoric, while the rest of us long for specific proposals. And we here at Durst Co. are glad to help out. With the real State of the Union. Sure, we may seem a little depressed right now, but hey, it's January, and nothing we can't bounce back from now that Downton Abbey has returned and The X-Files is only a couple of weeks away. It'd be nice if someone could make the television weather guys just tell us what the temperature will be tomorrow. Stay tuned for our 5-day forecast later in the show. Any politician who vows to make English America's official language should be required to sign a pledge to sell themselves exclusively to domestic lobbyists. Just to regain some balance, it would really help if bloated billionaires would stop blaming all of our problems on the poor. The same with the sons of immigrants complaining about immigrants. America needs to rebuild our jobs base before we end up with an economy based on people delivering pizzas to one another. And finally, the real State of the Union will be fine if people just leave it alone. As my ma used to say, don't pick at it. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.